Hey, this is Pete Cerronis with Dots and Bridges, and I'm chatting today with the director of On Point Consulting, Greg Deloche. Greg, great to hear your voice.
Yeah, always great to chat with you, Pete. Looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. For our audience, the context setting, Greg and I were down in Dallas, Texas from July 29th through August 1st for the annual 2024 in this Cybersecurity and Technology Innovation Conference, which was hosted by the United States Department of Energy. It was hot in Texas, but the topics were even hotter. Greg, high level, what were one or two or three things that really resonated with you?
It was a fantastic conference. This one is always one on my annual agenda that I kind of circle as one that's different for a few different reasons. One, it is put on and hosted by the actual Department of Energy. Ann and her team do a fantastic job of putting together well thought out topics. The agenda is certainly jam packed with current initiatives. A lot of mission priorities were discussed. There was 2,000 or so registrations this year. So yep. Fantastic registration numbers for the conference. This was my, I believe, third time going to this conference. And it amazes me to see those, while subtle, differences between conferences that are actually put on by the department, because you really get an inside baseball view of a lot of those day-to-day missions that are going on, spoken from by the actual folks on the ground who are doing the services, providing that mission, and looking on how to advance that mission. This year in particular, a couple things that stood out to me, certainly one being the get to know the OCIO room, was one that I thought was a fantastic idea. This was spread out across multiple days of the conference, and this is where the different CIOs throughout the department actually came in and described their mission, right? What actually are they trying to accomplish in their day-to-day? All of them brought in their deputies, which then explained, here's my part of the mission. Here's what I'm trying to accomplish and advance for the Department of Energy. It also really humanized them and gave kind of meaning throughout their day-to-day. And they made themselves available, which was kind of refreshing for a conference. It was kind of round robin. There wasn't a stage in the room. Everybody was on the same platform, same level, very open to questions, and really gave us an inside look as to what is that day-to-day and how can we as industry assist in advancing that mission.
Greg, I appreciate that. And again, for our audience, Greg mentioned a couple of the programs. I mean, there were four tracks. There was the Get to Know OCIO, where yes, Greg, you had a chance to meet Ann Duncan, the CIO for the U.S. Department of Energy, and of course, all of her deputies. I wasn't able to be in that room. I was hanging out over in the mission spotlights area, the lightning rounds, the technology tables, the escape room, which was really, really cool for those who weren't able to attend. We had the Idaho National Laboratory come in and kind of walk you through that puzzle of, yes, in context, what is an escape room? We think of what we think of, but in the event of, you know, something that would impact the grid, how could we quickly and reliably and securely bring it back? So that was a neat feature. You know, I have to resonate. I loved your comment about humanizing the mission, this whole of DOE approach. I mean, 2,000 people attending is saying something for, I think, a venue that the government puts on. Let's dive into a couple things. And again, just for focus area, I mean, there were tracks and there was discussions of cybersecurity and artificial intelligence and research and development. And there was a lot of emphasis on the grid itself and its modernization. But there was something that I know you and I both thought was pretty darn cool. And that was that OSDBU, the Office of Small Disadvantaged Business Utilization, had a chance to spotlight and really encourage small businesses, medium-sized businesses. You and I were there in the room, listening to Director Ron Pierce and team. What was your take of that message?
Yeah, very one that On Point certainly takes to heart, the importance of small businesses throughout our industry, starting as a small business ourselves, growing as a small business and supporting very specific missions throughout the government. Ron, Kent, Mike, the entire OSDBU team, I think DOE OSDBU kind of separates themselves with their involvement and really being a true advocate for small business participation throughout the different missions, right? Kent's got his phrase with say hello with your next code and say goodbye with your socioeconomic status. And that just goes to show that there are small businesses out there that are capable of advancing these missions. On Point strategy We're putting our money where our mouth is. We've got multiple joint ventures set up, mentor-protege joint ventures, to support small businesses throughout industry. We also do not shy away from subcontracting to those small businesses. Any way that we can provide the best possible solution for the mission is what we try to be a part of.
Yeah, Greg, that is a tweetable moment if there ever was one. Just the humility that you and On Point represent. Yes, of course, you know, being a prime on a contract is always like the goal, or maybe sometimes too often the goal. But yes, I agree. I thought OSDBHU really emphasized that there are wonderful opportunities in every agency through OSDBHU if you build a partnership and the trust and cultivate it. And shout out to you personally for taking away from the conference opportunities to build relationships with guys like Kent and Mike and others on Ron's team. So that's great. Well, listen, let's parting shot it here, because I know we could spend an hour just going through each of the tracks and really diving into some of those light bulb moments. For me, Greg, it's an event I look at every year in the industry that I am now, and in a former life when I would go there. It was such an opportunity to share and convey and take the open government mantra of being transparent, collaborative, and participatory to another level. In terms of looking forward to now, what do you do with all that information? Were you able to distill some of the information that you did glean about the mission? And do you have some targets without showing your cards that you're excited about in terms of pursuits at the DOE?
The bigger things that I came out of this with, you had mentioned kind of the traditional topics of these conferences, the AI, the quantum, the machine learning, but the Mission Spotlight specifically was a fantastic track that really shed light on not just the technologies, but how they're being used and how they would like to use them and able to advance those missions. You know, examples, Project Alexandria stands out with the collaboration of, you know, the data platform and having those labs be able to access that data should they need to. So having all of the different elements within DOE kind of come together and shed a little bit more light, you know, peel back the curtain a little bit, let industry in to what their current problems are, and really truly be open to industry providing feedback and supporting them in being able to advance that mission was absolutely fantastic.
All right. I'm going to summarize what I just heard you say. You really took to heart a lot of the people, the process, and the technologies that are aligned with what are those requirements? What are those capabilities that I, On Point, and others can bring to bear? The government industry academia environment is also unique with the national labs there. And my parting shot, if I may, is to build off yours. It's really cool when you could be in an environment like that with companies like On Point and startups and entrepreneurs from the lightning rounds to see how this tapestry of tools and capabilities and mission and specific needs are woven together, because it's not easy. And that's a tribute to you and your team about connecting those dots. All right. Well, listen, Greg, until the next time, it was great. And I look forward to seeing you inside the Beltway and you making things happen, not just at DOE, but across government.
Sounds good. Always a pleasure, Pete. Looking forward to next time.